A horse and carriage clatters through a square lined with orange trees. In the warm winter sun, a tour guide shows off the centrepiece of this beautiful and historic city.
This is the Cathedral of Seville. Inside we find the tomb of Christoph Columbus, the one who discovered America.
Inside this vast, magnificent cathedral, the tomb presents a contradiction. The world's most famous explorer buried in what's now one of the less adventurous parts of Spain. Emigration from this region is relatively low, even though youth unemployment is sky high.
Pues esta situación es preocupante porque ahora mismo nos encontramos...
Maria Marin, 21 years old and unemployed. She says it would be really hard leaving Spain in spite of having little hope of getting a job in Andalusia. Gail Allard of the IE Business School in Madrid understands Maria's reluctance.
Language skills are not very strong in this country, and I think as you go south, that situation gets worse. So I can't imagine it would be easy for Andalusians to go outside the country and find work.
There is some work in Andalusia, but not much of the highly skilled, well-paid variety. This workshop trains young people for good jobs in aircraft assembly. Airbus makes a military transport plane in the region, but they hire barely 1,000 new staff every year, not making much of a dent in the unemployment figures. Idoia Saez runs this training facility. She says many young Andalusians have given up and are reverting to the kind of unskilled farm work they used to shun.
This type of jobs were done by... people coming from Romania, from Morocco. Nowadays, you can find on the vineyards, you can find on the lands, that there are Spanish people picking up fruits or picking up olives.
Would you have young people with degrees prepared to pick olives?
Well, I know particular people that they have a really big degree and they are working on the streets picking up all the rubbish.
To Americans, it will seem incredible that educated kids would rather languish in a menial job or depend on welfare than look for work abroad. But the gravitational pull of Andalusia is very strong, and it's not just poor language skills keeping young people at home. I've come to the outskirts of Seville to see a young man in his 30s, unemployed, who speaks fairly good English, but is aghast at the thought of emigrating.
Hi.
Pepe.
Hello there. Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Come on, this way.
Pepe Bada has a degree in marketing and a history of hard work. Laid off in the summer, he desperately wants another job. But here at home, not in the colder, more frenetic working environment of Northern Europe.
It's a relaxed way of life here because we, in the south of Spain, we live outside because of the weather. You have to enjoy the weather.
And Pepe cannot bear the thought of swapping Seville for some grim and cheerless town further north.
To exchange our beautiful city with this culture and heritage to a northern industrial ugly city. I don't think so.
Pepe has a working wife and two small children. The family income has more than halved since he lost his job. But even that is not enough to get him to budge from his beloved south.
I prefer to live simply, to have a simple life here, then go to another place.
Like hundreds of thousands of unemployed young men and women in southern Europe, Pepe can rely on the help and support of his parents and family. But in Italy, where I'm headed next week, there are those who blame some youth unemployment on the family. Stephen Beard, Deutsche Welle Radio, Seville in southern Spain.